From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is apologizing to a black Agriculture Department employee who was recently ousted by Secretary Tom Vilsack for her remarks about race, which were later determined to be misconstrued. Moments ago, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said bungled would be a good way to describe how the administration handled the case involving Shirley Sherrod.
Without a doubt, Ms. Sherrod is owed an apology. I would do so certainly on behalf of this administration. If we look back and decide what we want to learn out of this, I think it is, as I said, everybody involved made determinations without knowing all of the facts and all of the events.
Sherrod was asked to resign on Monday after conservative bloggers posted an edited video of her saying she didn't help a white farm family as much as she could have over two decades ago. Sherrod said her comments were taken out of context. Appearing on CNN, Sherrod watched today's comments by the White House spokesman and smiled as he apologized on behalf of the administration. Senate Republicans are insisting today on delaying a final vote on extending long-term unemployment benefits. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Democrats are accusing the minority party of ignoring the plight of more than 2 million people who've lost those benefits.
Senate Republicans are claiming their right to up to 30 hours of debate before a final vote. Majority Leader Harry Reid called it a dark day in the Senate.
Perhaps the overwhelming majority of Republicans think that since they've turned their backs on the unemployed for so many months, what's another few days? Perhaps they think that when unemployment goes up, their poll numbers go up also.
More than 20 hours into the debate, Arizona's John Kyle was the only Republican who'd spoken about the unemployment benefits.
The extension likely would have passed weeks ago if Democrats had simply agreed to pay for it now by cutting other federal spending.
The benefits extension is expected to easily pass once it comes to a final vote in the Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The maker of Avandia is catching more heat for trying to enroll people to experiment with its diabetes drug. We have more from NPR's Richard Knox.
FDA advisory committees have twice voted that Avandia raises the risk of heart problems. So critics of the study, known by the acronym TIDE, have said it's unethical to enroll volunteers in a study to compare the drug's safety to another diabetes drug. But last week, a panel of advisors voted 20-10 to keep the TIDE study going. Now FDA officials have asked drug maker GlaxoSmithKline to put a hold on signing up participants. The agency says existing and new volunteers should be told of new safety data on Avandia. They should also know about last week's advisory panel votes that Avandia causes heart attacks and that new restrictions are needed on the drug's use. Glaxo officials say they're complying with the FDA's order. Richard Knox, NPR News.
This is NPR. President Obama has signed into law financial overhaul designed to increase transparency and consumer protection. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is telling Congress the economic outlook remains, quote, unusually uncertain. Fed's ready to take new steps, he says, to keep the recovery alive in the U.S. Bernanke was testifying before the Senate Banking Committee today. This is a rest day for riders in the Tour de France. The final stage is tomorrow. And as Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, it's expected to be the final appearance for seven-time champion Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong, who's always been a strong climber, came very close to winning yesterday's Pyrenees stage. He crossed the finish line in sixth place, but with the head group of riders. His arch rival, Alberto Contador, finished 7 minutes later in 22nd place. Team Radio Shack manager Johan Brunel says the seven-time Tour champion shouldn't be counted out just yet. Brunel said, "There's a single mountain stage left on Thursday. We're going to try again." Armstrong is nearly 39 years old, and despite several falls which put him too far behind to win the Tour, he's making a strong showing. He moved from 31st to 25th place overall and is 33 minutes behind lead rider Contador. Thursday's stage will be decisive for Armstrong and also for this year's two top riders, Contador and Luxembourg's Andy Schleck. Schleck, who is in second place and only 8 seconds behind Contador, says he will seek revenge in the Pyrenees. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Pau, France.
Those minor losses we were seeing in U.S. stocks earlier today are looking a little heavier. Last check, Dow was down more than 150 points at 10,075. NASDAQ down 36 at 2,187. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.